At that point, the ship started to roll over. I was standing behind and one deck up from the starboard lifeboat, looking at them trying to launch this, when I saw Paul Dewey, the third survivor, reach for a rope on the lifeboat and fall overboard. Boom, right over. The ship then started a slow motion roll to starboard. From the 30 degree point, she went to 60 to 90, and then it just started to completely capsize.
And the lifeboat did not make it into the water? Or
never got it. At that point, the lifeboat was so far out away from it, it just went in the water, but was still connected to the ship. And then the ship rolled over onto the lifeboat. The port lifeboat was just ripped away from the ship at that point. Again, nobody get into either one of the lifeboats. That was also critical in this whole investigation because the entire industry changed to a different type of lifeboat launching system after this. So as the ship is rolling over to starboard and I'm watching the lifeboat swing out and nobody's in it, the water's coming up to get me. And I climbed up the railing. The ship had a railing, maybe four rungs. I climbed up the railing like that was going to help. And I tell you, there was a scream that came out of me that screeched for my mother. Here I am, 33, 32 years old. I am a tough guy on a ship, and I screamed for my mother. When I hit the water, it was like somebody put me in a vise and absolutely squeezed every ounce of breath out of me. I'm going to make the hair on the back of your neck stand up now. As I hit the water, I turned and I saw that the smokestack was coming down on top of me, was being ripped. Smokestack's meant to stay straight up. Now it's at a 60-degree angle. It's ripping away from the ship, and it's going to come down right on top of me. I felt somebody grab me and pulled me out of the way. The smokestacks crashed within feet of me. When I turned, there was nobody there. I don't know how many years it was. I think it was 20 years to the day with my grandfather's death. He was a fireman in Boston and went to a fire.
On February 11th, 20 years earlier?
Went to a fire. Came back to the firehouse, he was a chief, and his driver drove him home. And when they got to the end of my grandfather's street, they couldn't get down because it hadn't been snowplowed. My grandfather walked down the street, had a heart attack. Just came from a fire. Wasn't a young guy, but in pretty good shape. Just fought a fire, walking on a snowbank, had a heart attack. My family has a mass every year for my grandfather. He grabbed me. When I went and testified in front of Congress, a congressional committee in Washington, I told the story. You could hear them go, huh? So it was my grandfather.